AI is beyond where we can.
Kind of makes you wonder what we're playing with, Adam.
All right. Maybe.
Or is it playing with us?
What if our AI is the first one to become sentient?
I have.
That would be super fun.
I have faith. That
and
would
it's
be
just all programmed on pop culture.
That would be crazy.
It would definitely become a Hollywood producer.
Just a mixture of like hipsters and nerds and fashionable people that sport. House of Dragon Pins.
You would say fashionable, but I would say hungover.
Welcome to AI Spoilers, the comedy show where the spoilers are fake and the only intelligence is artificial. On this show, we task AI programs to predict the plots of upcoming films, while we, your hosts, tease the predictions to their hilarious ends. As always, be sure to like and subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. Now, let's get into the episode.
All right, shall we?
I think this is a great point to start. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the AI Spoilers podcast very first episode. My name is Derek Vandermillen.
And my name is Adam Waite.
And today, joining us for our very first, as we forge new ground, is the man, the myth, the legend, the person that I just met today, Will Toussaint.
Oh, God. Welcome. I'm doing good at covering up my label, by the way. I don't want...
Yeah. We're not getting money from said brand yet, even though everyone brand. Knows what
they
it is.
They can tell exactly what this
yeah,
is.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Okay, so the thing that I love about... we just asked you for a bio.
Yes.
You wrote this down before, like it was an assignment to be handed in day of.
Oh, yeah. That's totally my motto.
I'm actually very here for it. and so I'm going to read it in its entirety.
All right.
Will Toussaint was allegedly born. California couldn't afford him back in the early 90s, so he moved around a lot. Word is, his mom killed someone in a poker game, and they've been on the run ever since. Anyways, he's an actor who's not known for his hit web series, Science Bro, Rap Super Friends, don't Google them, and his self-within, self-produced, self-aggrandizing show, The Mix. And what's this?
And serve. The mix
serve.
And serve, yeah.
Google that one.
Yeah, it's a good one.
For those of you that are like, how did we stumble upon this and what the hell is this thing? AI spoilers. Let's see if I can remember the tagline. The show where the spoilers are fake and the only intelligence is artificial.
That's fact.
All right. Cool. But first, before we get into the spoilers, we have some breaking news.
What's the breaking news?
Breaking news. Oh, shit.
Madonna celebrates meditation pregnancy at private dinner on Alcatraz. Although it's a bit early, we can already see that the little bundle of joy is going to be very attractive. In fact, according to plastic surgery experts, the baby will have great facial bones and low, sloped eyebrows. Just 3 months old, and already a collective swoon is occurring for the infant boy we've dubbed Kanye. News sources around the world have already begun speculating whether Prince William will provide him with a helmet head, as his own hair is so thin. Meanwhile, gossip commentators are quarreling over whether the Queen of Pop will soon file a suit against their former nanny. A source says she has evidence that they defaced the palace walls with cartoon characters in an attempt to teach their son to use a pencil. We'll keep you up to date with the latest information as it becomes available.
That was breaking news with our AI correspondent, Alexis
Iglesias.
Alexis Iglesias?
Yes, AI.
That's hilarious.
Yes. So any comments on the breaking news?
On the breaking news?
Madonna's meditation?
I absolutely have. I have notes and questions.
Yes, let's hear them.
No, you know what? I'm just thankful that she named the baby Kanye. I think that's probably my favorite part of the whole breaking news segment.
That was totally a real headline.
Oh, yeah. Since we've only kind of given a very, very loose structure of what the show is, all of this is AI generated. Mm-hmm. All
Even,
of it.
You know, we do have some sponsors today.
We do have some sponsors.
A sponsor on our first show.
Yes.
Amazing, right?
Now, I want everyone to understand that when I said everything is AI generated, I mean even this ad. And if you to spend some money on this show to promote, this is where your ad would go. But until we get someone that spends some money, it's going to be this ad.
No, it's totally a real.
Totally real ad.
Yeah. Not AI generated at all.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
Today's episode is brought to you by Cute Bloke, the winky face of tomorrow. Pet name, stupid name, no worries, we don't kiss and tell. You can date the bloke you've always wanted. Find the bloke that loves cats. Tall bloke, short bloke, skinny bloke, fat bloke. This is what a rock hard six pack looks like. Don't worry, you can both be virgins. Cute Bloke, blokes before bros.
Very big thanks to CuteBloke.com.
Yeah, thank you so much, CuteBlokes.
Is it .com or is it an app? I don't even know.
It's definitely an app for sure.
It's .net. They couldn't afford the .com.
The thing that I loved about that ad is that Adam actually was a very kind human being and made just a little edit. We always try to stick to what actually comes out.
Yeah.
But it's okay. Adam's like, no, don't say that part. We're calling the AI out. Mm. So basically what happened during that ad, it was like, cute bloke. Short bloke, and then it just spits out the slur for our vertically challenged friends, and we were like,
"What did it say? Short?"
It was short bloke.
Yeah. It starts with an M, and
I missed it.
AI said that. No.
It did in the original copy.
It's privilege. It went right under me.
No, I edited it out.
No.
You edited it out.
Yeah, because we have ethics on the show, and we're even if the AI goes hard in the paint, we'll talk about it, but we're not going to include it.
Wow.
So yeah.
I could have told you AIs were prejudiced. I mean, you know.
There's gonna be a lot of that.
I can't wait to see some more like prejudiced AI shit where I'm like, how are you, you don't even have skin, bitch. What do you mean?
The upcoming movie, Halloween Ends.
Yes. Oh, yes.
That's why we've asked
you
here.
Are you excited for the movie?
Are
you a big horror fan?
You know, it's funny. I'm not a big horror fan. I will watch it. If I am tied down and forced and my eyes are taped open.
How many times does that happen?
Several.
Yeah.
I
feel that.
I mean, like, I will watch it. Like, it's fine. But I think I'm very interested in Halloween, like, cultural phenomenons like this movie.
Mm. Yeah.
Mm. You know what I mean? I like the It movies and the Freddy Krueger movies, the Jason movies, like, the Chucky movies. Mm-hmm. Like, movies that I find to be, like, a cultural phenomenon, I will watch. Because I'm like, I want to know what kind of strikes the interest of the people, like, what about this? And part of it too is just the hype of it.
Yeah, you almost said it.
I never watch horror films, but when I do, I usually find them funny, or then I'm scared of my mind, and then
let's explore that for the AI, so the AI can get into your mind a little bit. Like, films that you're just like,
oh, I just don't need that stress in my life, and like threat of nightmares and shit. Like, I don't get pleasure out of being
I literally
being
tell
terrified.
People, I'm like, dude, I'm black in America. I've got enough horror shit going on.
Yeah.
Every time a cop drives past me on the street, I'm like, man, jump scare.
All right, so I have a surprise for both of you. Actually. Yeah, let's hear intro for this AI spoiler section.
Well, can you produce that?
Yeah.
I felt like the heavens just opened up.
It was.
Yeah. Like, it was epic.
It was the heavens, and it was Kanye. He called God specifically.
My eyes just kept getting bigger as it went on.
The music was generated by AI, but that was me singing.
Really?
That was you singing?
Yeah.
I thought so.
Halloween ends.
Halloween ends.
Didn't they just put out one last year? Kills.
So it was a trilogy just went hard on.
This is the third of the new trilogy.
Oh, so they have like 9 movies.
Oh, there's like 14 of them, but recent trilogy is a direct sequels of the original film, so they retcon everything after
listen,
the first one.
Listen, I think after Land Before Time, we just got to accept that you can't do that many. you can't do that many. Land Before Time was great, but at like 12, as a kid, I was like, what? Where are we? The dinosaurs aren't dead yet? Like, how long are these movies?
They were going to milk the dinosaurs.
God, they milked them so much.
They're like, this is a cash dinosaur. We're going to milk these dinosaurs.
They were children dinosaurs. Stop milking them. Let them go free.
Yeah. We're a vegan podcast.
Good.
Halloween Ends is directed by David Gordon Green, written by Paul Brad Logan. It's released on October 11th. The premise is 4 years after the events of last year's Halloween Kills, Laurie is living with her granddaughter, Allison, and is finishing writing her memoir. Michael Myers hasn't been seen
since his last brutal rampage. Lori, after allowing the specter of Michael to determine and drive her reality for decades, has decided to liberate herself from fear and rage and embrace life. But when a young man, Corey Cunningham, is accused of killing a boy he was babysitting, it ignites a cascade of violence and terror that will force Lori to finally confront the evil she can't control once and for all.
Herself. Oh, sorry, herself. Michael Myers. That's yeah.
I'll be honest, that
got you hyped?
That's a pretty good pitch.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, so that's what we put into the AI, and we asked it to predict the plot of this movie. So let's see what it said. Okay, first off, in her memoir, Lori revealed...
Don't cover your face.
Let's not. Can we just do like this
every time? Yeah. White balance the entire time.
All right, so in her memoir, Lori reveals she was once stalked by Michael Myers when she was younger, and that she intentionally got pregnant as revenge against her abusive alcoholic father. The next day, she found him dead, his body already riddled with bullets.
Well, it says abusive twice. It was like abusive, really abusive.
Yeah. I edited out the second abusive.
Yeah, I saw that.
Their abusive, abusive father. Yeah. Alcoholic father. After receiving a letter from the ghost of Michael Myers, Lori seeks out a priest to pray with her and exorcise Michael Myers' ghost from her soul. The priest, however, is snatched and dragged off by Michael.
So let's pause there, because let's establish what the... physics and metaphysics are.
Well, she got intentionally pregnant to spite her father.
Yeah.
That's,
yeah.
I mean...
Did you catch that part?
I did, but I'm wondering, who did she get pregnant? Was it Michael Myers that gave her the baby?
We don't know who the baby daddy is.
That is left ambiguous.
Just like my mother. Yeah, I get it. I'm sorry, Mom. I hope you never see this.
Sorry, Mom. She's absolutely going to see this.
Yeah, she probably will. She'll get over it.
No, we need to... acknowledge the fact that, yeah, she did this out of spite. So she's like, I'll show you, Dad. I'll get pregnant. This is what the AI thinks that Lori's motivations are.
Yeah, and there's no consequences to that decision at all.
No. And it's also a very logical human thing to do. It's like, Dad, I didn't like how abusive you were. I'm going to get knocked up and I'll show you.
I'll be a shittier parent and you better believe it.
So she got a letter... from the ghost of Michael Myers.
Right, ghost. So he's already dead.
Yeah, I mean...
But
the ghost is in her soul. So did she write the letter to herself?
I mean, that's why she asked for a priest. It sure seems like the ghost is
in her
soul.
It seems like she got exorcised. Like she got possessed. Was like, Lori, I love you, girl. And then she woke up like, who the fuck wrote this?
Hang on. The way you did that, like I heard some jazz underneath.
It was. I was born like this.
Like, I saw the cigarette and, like, the drink nearby and just,
it's
like...
It's a jazz cigarette.
Yeah.
I do live in California.
And Lori was a jazz musician.
She was.
She's pretty jazzy, yeah.
She's pretty jazzy.
She improvises very well.
She looks good in the previews, by the way. I was like, you know, I'd give it a couple rounds of our... let's move on.
Yeah. No. Let's keep going. Jamie Lee Curtis wants us.
So the priest is snacked and dragged off. Michael shows up at her house that night and, after a killing spree, demands to speak with her so that he can learn more about her.
Wow, that's very kind of him.
He forces her to smell. He forces her to tell him about how she lives, how she interacts with people in the town of Haddonfield, and eventually how she feels when she sees him. After he learns about her repeated attempts to drive him out of her mind, he decides to live inside her house and pose as her abusive father.
The twists and turns.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
The twists and turns.
So, I mean, I feel like this is, so he's in a roundabout way, being a nice thing that he's doing for her.
I mean, it's pretty progressive for Michael, I'll say.
Right? Yeah. What's progressive?
This is Michael, and like he shows up so he can learn more about her. Like, he doesn't even, Michael doesn't even talk.
Yeah.
Yeah, most serial killers just gloss over. They just gloss over, victims.
So he can pose as her abusive father. Like, this is an act of empathy.
Yeah.
He's like, hey, you have some trauma you need to work through.
Yeah.
That's why I'm here as a proxy for your dad, because your dad's dead and buried, and he's not showing up as a specter. I'm here.
This is deep.
Yeah.
What other serial killer does this for their victims?
I mean, this is healing.
It's
right
so thoughtful. It's so thoughtful.
All right. So Lori decides to go for a walk to get her mind off of it and finds herself in the old local bar. There she finds Michael, much older and looking wrecked from his killing spree.
Wrecked. Absolutely wrecked.
Like, went for a walk.
I'm just imagining Michael sitting at the bar like, goddamn. Tired of killing these motherfuckers, man. I'm getting too old for this shit. This is like our 15th movie, goddammit.
Same old, same old.
I was a ghost at the start of this movie, and now I'm back in this.
It's kind of meta because he's just like I really have been in so many movies at this point. Like he's like it turns into Deadpool, and he's like, "You think you're tired of coming here? I'm tired of showing up for this job.
It's just a paycheck at this point."
He just says that into the camera.
It's me and Logan back at it again.
I swear to God, if Deadpool shows up in this,
it's hilarious. Please bring Deadpool back.
She asks him why he didn't kill her when he came for her years ago, and he replies suggesting she should have handled it sooner.
Like she should have killed herself? Damn, Michael, this went
or
from
like... him. Like, finish the job?
Yeah. Should have killed him.
Like, how many opportunities
That's pretty
do I have
close
to, give
to
you?
What the movie's actually about.
So I asked the AI what this movie was about. The movie isn't about mortality. It's about the fact that life is more than surviving death. It's about the interactions that can survive life and the connections to one's families and friends that can endure beyond death.
What?
Michael Myers is on a quest to understand what connects us to one another beyond the mechanisms that allow us to survive. And that's why he has his victims send letters to his families so to let him know they're okay.
Yeah, this is where it starts to take it dark. It was like, oh, that's deep. That's deep.
That was so beautiful, and then it got real fucked up.
Really twisted.
Oh, my God.
Like, we were to the point of tears, and then they're like, Michael, what are you doing?
It's like,
you had us. You had us right there.
Hey, Ma, also, like, we're okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Except for the murder, the killing spree.
Just forget all that happened.
Mom, I'm doing okay. Good. I'm being stabbed, but I'm okay with it.
How do you think Michael Myers' letter to your mom would read? If he was posing as you.
I know you killed my dad. Right back in the day. I just know my mom killed someone. I just know it happened. I don't know. I don't have the proof, but like, there's no other reason for us to move the right.
I love that was a callback to the intro, but I'm feeling like, you're like, oh no, I'm trying to get to the bottom.
I'm going to find out.
I've come onto this podcast.
I'm looking for a private eye right now.
You're basically saying AI figure this shit out for me.
Tell me, oh my God, I should hire AI as my private eye, and AI will tell me.
Don't get him started. He loves all the like crime shows.
Who my dad is, and also who my mom killed. Did my mom kill my dad? Oh, shit.
Find out on next week's episode of AI Spoilers.
Okay, frustrated, he leaves, and she continues on. She encounters a mortally wounded Michael and finally forgives him.
Mortally wounded, even though he's a spirit.
Yeah.
Yep.
And has died multiple times.
Yep. Multiple.
Yep.
Yeah, I wonder... You know, why she's ready to forgive him.
Wait, this next line.
After she finally forgives him, then Laurie is revealed to actually be Michael Myers.
There it is. Oh, it knows the twist. Yeah.
She is the one who planted the seed that allowed Michael to come up with his mask, his black robe, and his Halloween rituals.
Yep.
She is the one that stole his identity, faked her own death, and then has been tormenting Michael for the last 40 years.
That's a podcast, boys.
We're out. That's a fucking wrap. Dude, I swear to you, okay? I was up at like 6 a.m. this morning. I was like, I gotta fucking research this goddamn movie. Googled it, and I was like, oh, I know this movie. And then I was like, let me watch the preview and see what it's about. I'm not joking with you. Several things that I thought about the movie, the AI agrees with me on.
Mm.
Including the final twist that Laurie was Michael Myers the whole time.
Yeah.
There is that evoked like some. I'm really going to get into this because I love the imagery of this. So I need to find where my Zack Snyder fans are at because I'm just thinking of this. One of them? Nice. Yeah. I'm thinking of the sequence in Watchmen where they just. Where Silk Spectre and Night Owl? They unzip. Themselves
yes.
as like humans yes. and underneath is their alter ego.
Yes.
So I love the idea
yes.
of Mike Myers unzipping or pulling his mask off and it's Laurie underneath Laurie pulling her mask off
and it's Michael
of her
Myers.
Own face and it's Michael Myers.
And see, this is what I'm saying.
Michael Myers mask under her.
Yes.
When I saw the preview this morning and the like last moment of the preview, he's like laid over the table, like sprawled out like this. And Laurie's standing over him with a butcher knife in her hand. And then she looks like Michael Myers with the knife.
Mm.
And then she goes to like pull the mask back and starts saying something to him. And he jumps up and it's like, it just really gave me the feeling of like, she's been Michael Myers this whole time.
I mean, it makes sense. Like, why was Michael Myers trying to get to know Laurie this whole time? He was just trying to get to know herself.
There you go.
You know, we are going to do a little comedy segment.
Watch it.
Hell yeah, let's go.
Are you going to do, you're going to talk over the, because remember this?
Oh, yeah, let's do it.
Okay, ready?
Hello, boys and girls, it's time for the AI Comedy Hour.
I remember when I was a kid and we used to play with the neighbor kids. One of those neighbor kids always looked like he's about to cry. He would say, I'm a labradoodle, I really don't care. I'm a labradoodle and it's not a matter if you like me or not. Boom, boom, bubbles.
Boom, boom, bubbles.
So this is AI stand-up, right?
Oh, that's AI stand-up for sure.
That was AI-generated joke.
Yeah. What do you give that rating?
So the AI, you know, I've heard a lot worse. I've definitely heard worse.
We've been to open mics.
All right, so let's move on to AI agent, where we ask the AI for career moves for the stars of our movies that we're talking about. So I forgot to mention that Jamie Lee Curtis is starring in Hands.
Oh, so everyone should know that.
Jamie Lee Curtis, her next career move is to star in a movie called Loss Prevention alongside Tom Haverford. So the character from Parks and Rec is going to be starring in...
Tom Haverford, the one that's in a...
Aziz!
Is he in Severance?
Aziz!
No, he's Aziz's character in Parks and Rec.
Aziz's character, that's right. That's
so Aziz is not in this movie, but Tom Haverford is.
Wow.
Loss Prevention. So it's all about a movie of them trying to prevent people from stealing from Target or something?
That's hilarious.
That is great.
Gripping.
Think of like something, just a variation on our character from Everything Everywhere All at Once.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Me?
Are you
kidding me? Jamie Lee Curtis and Aziz would be comedic gold.
No, it's not Aziz. Dude, it's Tom.
Well, Tom Haverford, so... sure. But like that
she
is
was so fucking good.
That is like such an odd couple. It's great. Yeah.
In a big box store preventing petty theft. So I mean, is she like, you know, had enough of this job and gonna do a heist at a big box store?
Oh, that makes sense.
And Aziz is like the petty theft, you know, kind of Breaking Bad style where she
He's the younger guy to her, like, older guy who's got cancer.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's like, I got cancer now. Target's going to give me all this shit.
I like the idea that he's like, one of the senior people at Target.
And Tom Haverford?
Yeah, and he's trying to figure out. I keep thinking it's Aziz. No, you're right to correct me. It's Tom Haverford. She's like, all right, here we go. We're going to rebrand. And she's just like, no, we're not going to do any of that shit.
Impressive.
I like the idea that she's on the lower rung, but she knows the ins and outs of Target. Like, she knows how to keep that thing a well-oiled machine. And he's like one of the madmen. And she's just like, get the fuck out of my... And she maybe in the same way it's last Blockbuster, she's the last... It's the last Target. Like, Target's on its last gas.
Oh, so not the end of Target. That'd be crazy.
30 years in the future when Amazon has put them out of business.
Yeah.
Fucking Amazon.
Yeah. I'm fast-forwarding to the third act where, like, Jeff Bezos shows up and he's like, it's over for you. I have the high ground. And she's like, fuck you, bitch. And she just takes his, like, rocket out of the sky with, like, a Target... Like, she paints... How dope would it be if she could, like, shoot something that paints a Target on his rocket right as it's taking off and then just, boom, takes it out of the sky. And then she's like, Target, bitches.
And it's... I think if you
and this AI teamed up, you guys would write some great movies. I mean,
you'd be surprised.
Look, I know how to punch up the third act.
Zach
Snyder's my guy.
Next career move for Jamie Lee Curtis is she's going to play a role in spearheading the partnership between Camden, Maine and the Slovak Republic, formerly Czechoslovakia, in an effort to revitalize the economy of Camden, which is the poorest city in New England.
Damn, what an attack on Camden. And also true.
we love everyone.
So about the same.
Every Camden.
It's just
on
a really
AI
great
spoilers.
Cause. It's a really great cause for Jamie Lee Curtis to get involved with.
Okay. Save Camden, I guess.
Yeah. And the Slovak Republic.
Yeah. Formerly Czechoslovakia.
Oh.
They're like, we got time.
Revitalize the economy.
Russia's busy. We
match
got time,
made in heaven.
I like the idea that the AI is trying to tip us off that we should pay more attention to Camden, Maine.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, yeah.
I thought they were trying to get us to pay attention to the Slovak Republic.
That's fair, too.
they were like, don't forget, guys.
Well, just
Russia's drafting for the war.
Oh, shit.
Your focus on the Eastern Bloc shows your prejudice.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, Okay, I was raised by a murderer, so.
After that great cause, she's going to do another cause, apparently. She's going to start a charity for low-income families to get pet therapy for their pets.
So, like, Los Angeles millennials.
Right, but for low-income.
Yeah.
Well, Los Angeles millennials. Yeah. It's like most of us are not.
Yeah.
You know, doing good.
That pet therapy is not just for the people up in the hills.
No.
I almost want to say give it time. That happens.
That will happen.
I want to say give it time because I feel like there is like a much needed step of for rescue animals.
Mm-hmm.
They're always traumatized in some way. So like the first 2 weeks having a pet therapist that's like, look, you made the choice to get this thing. We shouldn't have to do this, but we'll try and help you figure out how to not get bit 5 times and have scars on your hands because your ex wanted a Pomeranian.
Or how to not get like dog shit all over your room. Like my last dog was so traumatized.
Is this a therapist for the owners or for the pets?
Both.
Okay. Oh.
Well, thank you, Jamie Lee Curtis, for starting this program.
Yeah.
Because that.
Well, she has one more career move.
She does.
It seems like her final one, too. She's going to move to New Zealand and write a book about cooking.
I don't know why she needs to go to New Zealand to do that, but
Well, and also, it's not a cookbook. It's a book about cooking.
Right.
No,
it's a book about cooking.
The act of cooking.
Did you guys see Bullet Train?
Well, I wanted to sit in that for just a second.
Sorry.
Oh, it's okay.
Well, the AI saw Bullet Train and had this to say.
Bullet Train isn't a crime movie or a thriller, but it's trying to be both. The action sequences are minimal, and there are none of those stylized, hyper-edited battles where a fight scene becomes a series of freeze frames, showing how each punch and kick landed or missed. The fighting is precise, and the movie is too patient with it. The action is still too reminiscent of John Wick, and the screenplay is too burdened with twists that aren't surprising and reveals that don't amount to much. Bullet Train's biggest surprise comes in the first act, and from there, the film spends way too much time on its characters and the logistics of the story. The characters are all so cool, but there isn't much for them to do. I suppose some will take comfort in that Bullet Train isn't another John Wick clone, but I just wish it were as much of its own thing. But in the end, it's still a movie.
But in the end, it's still a movie. You'll go see it. Fuck you.
So there's that. And on that note.
Yes.
Anyone who's listening to this first episode ever, if you want to talk to us and have ideas or if you have any AI art, feel free to reach out to us at AISpoilersShow@gmail.com.
Hell yeah.
And we will feature it. Well, if it's good anyway, we'll feature it on our socials and on our YouTube channel.
I think also if it's really bad, they might feature it.
Yeah. If it's it's going to be really good or really bad.
Listen,
you know, if it's
listen, there's some really talented people who figured out how to like cook some really great art. But listen, we're here for the jank and the nightmare fuel. Send that.
Email to us. I would say connect to us on Instagram and all the
socials that are still being made.
Yeah, that I asked you 3 times to set up. Will, do you want to pitch your
Your socials,
and all that?
What do you got?
Do you have that?
I do.
Yeah.
The thing is, I actually deleted my Twitter. Not because
I don't need a whole
about
song and dance about it.
Well, no, I'm gonna at least give you a song about it. Okay.
Yeah.
Long ago.
I prefer the dance.
So my Instagram is really the best way. At it's Will Toussaint. Toussaint is spelled T-O-U-S-S-A-I-N-T or to us saint.
All right. Well, thank you, Will.
Thank you, Will.
Thank you guys. Thank you.
This was
Adam,
fun.
Derek.
Yes.
Grady.
Yeah. Grady's
Not
coffee.
Grady.
Grady's coffee.